ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति। Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 21, entitled The Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute, Text 9. गोप्यः किमाचरदयम् कुशलम् स्म वेणुर् गोप्यः किमाचरदयम् कुशलम् स्म वेणुर् दामोदराधरसुधाम् अपि गोपिकानाम् दामोदराधरसुधाम् अपि गोपिकानाम् भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यदवशिष्ट रसं हृदिन्यो भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यदवशिष्टरसंहृदिन्यो हृष्यत्वचोऽश्रु मुमुचुस्तरवो यथार्याः हृष्यत्वचोऽश्रु मुमुचुस्तरवो यथार्याः गोप्यः किमाचरदयम् कुशलम् स्म वेणुर् दामोदराधरसुधामपि गोपिकानाम् भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यदवशिष्टरसं हृदियो हृष्यत्वचोऽश्रु मुमुचुस्तरवो यथार्या गोप्यः किमाचरदयम् कुशलम् स्म वेणुर् दामोदराधरसुधामपि गोपिकानाम् भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यदवशिष्टरसं हृदिन्यो हृष्यत्वचोऽश्रु मुमुचुस्तरवो यथार्याः दामोदराधर सुधामपि गोपिकाना गोप्यः ओ गोपीस किम व्हाट आचरत परफॉर्म्ड अयम दिस कुशलम ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटीज स्म सर्टनली वेणुः द फ्लूट दामोदर ऑफ कृष्ण अधर सुधाम द नेक्टर ऑफ द लिप्स अपि इवन गोपिकानाम विच इज ओड टू द गोपीज भुंते एंजॉयज स्वयं इंडिपेंडेंटली यत फ्रॉम विच अवशिष्ट रिमेनिंग रसम द टेस्ट ओनली हृदिन्यः द रिवर्स हृष्यत फीलिंग जुबिलेंट त्वचः हुज बॉडीज अश्रु टीयर्स मुमुचुः शेड तरवः द ट्रीज यथा एग्जैक्टली लाइक आर्याः ओल्ड फोर फादर्स ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर गोपीज व्हाट ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटीज मस्ट द फ्लूट हैव परफॉर्म टू एंजॉय द नेक्टर ऑफ कृष्णस लिप्स इंडिपेंडेंटली and leave only a taste for us gopis, for whom that nectar is actually meant. The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on the bank, the bamboo tree was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blossoming lotus flowers are standing like hairs on her body. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 16140. In the guise of releasing flowing sap, the bamboo trees are actually crying tears of ecstasy upon seeing their child become an exalted devotee flute of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Sanatana Goswami gives an alternate explanation. The trees are crying because they are unhappy at not being able to play with Krishna themselves. One may object that the trees in Vrindavan should not lament for that which is impossible for them to obtain, just as a beggar certainly doesn't lament because he is forbidden to meet the king. But the trees are actually just like intelligent persons who suffer when they cannot obtain the goal of life. Thus the trees are crying because they cannot get the nectar of Krishna's lips. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Parijana Zaitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Meja Kripa Sindhu Bhe Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna. So, these verses, 20 number in this chapter, are spoken by the gopis and are called Venugit. This is like a phase between the leela of killing the demons, etc., of Krishna, along with the cowherd boys, and what is coming in the next chapters, and that is the most sweet pastimes with the gopis of Ras Leela. So, through the description of the different seasons in Vrindavan and their allegories, allegorically comparing it to the truth, the absolute truth that can be extracted from lessons that every element of creation is actually speaking. In fact, the whole creation is made for only one purpose, to reform the rebellious souls and take them back home, back to Godhead, by giving them pure love for Krishna. So truly speaking, every element of creation can speak the conclusive truth, provided we have a proper consciousness and approach with a proper attitude. So someone like Shukadeva Goswami was absorbed in that. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoye nija ishta deva spurti. Even though he sees things, but he extracts only that. That's the, when a person is in love, everything is connected to that object of love. It's natural. Natural. Actually, the world remains the same. It's just the consciousness of the person and his mind, his or her mind. And Bhartrihari, a great king of the past, was in intense love with his wife. He saw the whole world as very wonderful and he wrote Shringara Shataka, 100 verses glorifying Shringara Ras, how everything is so wonderful. And then she cheated him. And then he wrote Vairagya Shataka. What is this life? Everything is morose, everything is dry and void. But after this pendulum swung both ways, then he came back to normal, then he wrote Niti Shataka. The fact is, the world remains as it is, but it is our consciousness which, what kind of mindset, what kind of attitude we have, we see the same thing. So Shukadeva Goswami is seeing through his eyes of love, and therefore is describing such wonderful conclusions deriving from these lessons, as lessons that is seen through every element of creation during every season. From that is now moving towards autumn season, just after the rains, when there is everything becomes so green and fresh and blossoming, and there is new life that has come. And Krishna, who is a rasaraj, really knows how to take advantage of any situation and every situation. He's taking advantage of this beautiful environment. Takes up his flute and along with his cowherd boys start going into the forest. And hearing to the chirping of the birds, he start playing on his flute. And the gopis, who are actually restrained from following along in Krishna naturally, like a Pied Piper, everyone wants to follow. Some are restricted. So therefore, their heart goes out to him. And in that strong feeling of intense love, spontaneously, everything that comes in contact with Krishna, they are speaking. Sometimes it seems they are envious of this flute. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that this verse is spoken in the Sanchari Bhava of envy. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this whole science is explained. When a person is in love, anyone that becomes in between the person and the object of love becomes a focus of envy or an object of envy. And that's another form of love. But it's not the negative kind of envy that is seen in this world, where lust is disturbed, so people kill. But here, envious in the sense of they're glorifying, how fortunate is this flute, dead piece of wood, that it is tasting the nectar of Krishna's lips, which we are the rightful owners. Krishna is a gopa and we are the gopis. We are actually meant, we are in conjugal ras, so we are the rightful owners of the nectar of Krishna's lips. But this dry wood has come in between us and him. How fortunate is it? So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, this is the mood. Actually, it is one kind of madness. One time Bhakti Tirth Maharaj was giving a lecture on Gaur Purnima day, right here, sitting here. And he began the lecture by saying, the goal of life is to become mad. I don't know, first timers, how they must have perceived.
So the goal of life is to become mad. Actually, there is no way you have to be mad. Mad after sense gratification or mad after Krishna. There is no tatastha shakti. Nyunam pramattah kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya apranoti. Pramattah. Pramattah means sufficiently mad. So nunam pramattah kurute vikarma yad indriya pritya. In this material world, out of lust, which is a perverted sign of love, three things are seen prominently, many more, but three prominent characteristics. One is, a lusty person becomes shameless. He doesn't care about etiquettes, doesn't care about society, what does society think. And a lusty person becomes fearless. He will jump from the window, take a rope, and Vilumangal Thakur did that, and jumped into the river, caught hold of a dead body, and went there and caught a rope, thinking it's a rope. Because of the madness, he doesn't realize anything that he can latch on to. In sane mind, we will think 10 times. But he just, so fearlessness. And third thing is not bothering about morality, immorality, religiosity. So these are the three prominent qualities. But this is perverted in this world. People forget these things and act so shameless, fearless, and also immoral. Almost similarly is the actions of love of the gopis. And they are, to the best of their ability, they are trying to hold themselves. But the, just like when the rivers flow and too much of river, I mean, like what has happened in Uttarakhand now, Ganga is flowing, overflowing the banks, sweeping away everything. Similarly, sometimes their love, which is a very extreme form of their love, beyond their capacity, just overflows. In spite of their best efforts to restrain them, they become shameless. They become fearless. They don't care about what is moral, immoral, and what is religious, what is. That's the nature of love. And that's what is the attainment. Evam brata svapriya nama kirtya jatanu rago truta chitta uccaihi hasatyato roditi rauti gayati unmadavat nrityati loka bahya. Unmadavat, this is quoted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went after chanting the holy name, went mad and then went to his guru. And guru confirmed it. This is bona fide madness. This is the ultimate goal of life. I wish I could achieve part of that madness. So, here it is gradually moving towards that. This is feelings of the gopis. Venugita is just like a stage being set for how Krishna is going to invite them. And they are going to break all the barriers of shame and fear and morality and come to Krishna. And in this way, Krishna, for all time to come, to everyone in this whole creation, will glorify what is actually the ultimate dharma. Svaipum saham paro dharmo yato bhakti hi adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata. Non-stoppable. No material situation. Absolutely no self-interest. Only Krishna's interest. ఆత్మా సుప్రసీదతి. శిలా సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి గివ్స్ ద సమరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్. He concludes this chapter, Venu Geet, by saying, Evam vidha bhagavato ya vrindavana charinaha varnayantyo mitho gopyaha kridas tanmayatam yayuhu. Thus, narrating to one another the playful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he wandered about in the Vrindavan forest, the gopis became fully absorbed in the thoughts of him. Tanmayatam. Tanmay. You know, it's called Narayana, Parayana. It's like that. Tanmay. Tanmay means to be completely being absorbed. And Srila Prabhupada, they quote Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada comments, this is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness. To somehow or other remain always engrossed in the thoughts of Krishna. This is the perfection of life. To be engrossed and to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In fact, the whole purpose of all our rules and regulations that we are following is to do that. Smartavya satatam Vishnur, vismartavya na jatu chit. Sarve vidhi nishedhyasyuhu etayoreva kinkara. All the do's are how to remember Krishna, how to be absorbed in Krishna, how to be engrossed in Krishna. And all the don'ts are how not to forget Krishna. And the gopis, they just need an excuse. And anything acts as a stimulant. It's called Uddipana. Uddipana means when a person is in love, any object reminds that person of that object. Directly, indirectly and all. Therefore, that's why people talk. They associate anything with that object and therefore sometimes it is perceived as madness by those who are not in love. What is he saying? How can he see a peacock feather and go into madness? You see peacock feather, you think of peacock. Yeah, it's natural. That's an ordinary association. Psychology, they have a test called association. Through association, they find out the personality. They show you a knife and then you say, murder, blood. This fellow is, something is wrong with this person. And then you say, baigan, aloo, sabji. A housewife may see the knife and she may say, normal person. So, through association, they can find out what is in his consciousness. Personality can be found out through association that people make by seeing things. So, by external associations, you can make out the internal, a glimpse into what is in the consciousness of that person. Similarly, by these talks, you can actually make out what is in the heart of the gopis. They see a dry piece of wood. We see a dry piece of wood, what can we think? 10 seconds is given for association. Now forget that you are sitting in the Bhagavatam, I have spoken all this. If you are just coming down and you just see a flute, a dry piece with some holes in it, dry bamboo, what do we think? Who knows, everyone thinks differently. Most of you think almost similarly. This is what the gopis are started speaking. Something like a man that has acted, especially because it is in touch with Krishna's lips. So that's why Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Ramya kachid upasana vrajavadhu vargenaya kalpita. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, one of the principal teachings is, if you really want to be mad, follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Especially gopis, Vraja Vadhu, because they showed the highest form of perfection of love. And that is being demonstrated here in this chapter. To develop that love is of course too, it's like a PhD. We are still in KG. But for that, there are two more things. First, we have to have a sambandha. To know who Krishna is. Therefore, to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave sambandha jnana. There he speaks about, specifically about, two things. The beauty of Krishna and the opulence of Krishna. Sweetness. The beauty of Krishna and the sweetness of Krishna. Actually, the more we appreciate the sweetness of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, which are the real opulences, actually, not just the other external opulences, the real opulence is his sweetness and his beauty. So he speaks elaborately. Mahaprabhu gives elaborate description. Because the more we are attracted to the beauty and the sweetness of Krishna, naturally the dormant love will awaken. So, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayaha. The most worshipable Lord, really one worth worshipping, is Brajesha Tanaya, son of Nanda Maharaj. And Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. If you want to know that, you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the ultimate proof of the Vedic literature. That is the summum bonum of the author's presentation. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof that these conclusions are the real conclusions. Krishna is the most worshipable object. Pure love, unalloyed love and uninterrupted love for Krishna is actually the highest goal. In fact, there are four things, four qualities that are not even found in Narayan, that are only found in Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this to Venkata Bhatta. Narayana hoite krishnera asadharan gun ataeva lakshmira krishne trishna anukshan. He says, Narayana haite, compared to Narayan, krishnera asadharan gun. He has some very unique qualities which is not found in anyone. All that is there in others can be found in Krishna. But there are something that is found in Krishna which cannot be found even in Narayan. Ata eva lakshmira krishne trishna anukshan. Therefore even Lakshmi leaves Narayan and hankers for association of Krishna. She is performing austerity in Bhagavan to enter the Rasleela. He teased Venkata Bhatta, who was worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. He said, so, you are Lakshmi. Lakshmi and what is the difference between Krishna? No, both are same. Narayan is the same, Lakshmi, and Krishna is also the same. Yes, it's a fact. In one level of discussion, we may discuss this. But on a, generally, if we take this, and discuss it straight away with outsiders, they may feel offended, they may feel we are fanatic. Siddhanta point of view, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. So when you are discussing, generally we discuss, yes, Narayan, Krishna, absolutely no difference. But rasa point of view, this sweetness is there only in Krishna. It is a fact. Therefore, even Lakshmi. So he said, why does your Lakshmi come to my Krishna? So Venkatapada said, what's wrong? After all, Lakshmi is going to her own husband when she goes to Krishna. Because Krishna is non-different from Narayan. That's all right. But she didn't get entry. Well, I don't know. You tell me. He got foxed. You know, he got completely bewildered. I don't understand all this. You tell me. And then he quoted a beautiful pastime to substantiate this. So there are four special qualities. Rupa Madhuri, the beauty of Krishna. If you elaborate on that, that can become one class. But his beauty is like that. One who is attracted to Krishna, even though Narayan came, they offered their obeisances, they said, have you seen Krishna? When you find 1 crore, you don't ask, where is my 100 rupees? So after seeing Narayan, they would have forgotten Krishna. They said, Narayan, where is Krishna? That did not attract their mind, and therefore they asked. So that is Rupa Madhuri. Then there is Leela Madhuri, the most conjugal love. Conjugal love is there even to some extent in Vaikuntha, but very restrained. But where all laws are broken and, you know, seeming immorality. It's not actually immorality. It's the intensity of that love. And its sweetness increases. The love of a paramour, there is excitement, there is adventure. That's not there in husband-wife. It's understood. Theek hai. Appointment diya tha, aa gaye. But here there is adventure, there is excitement, there is, you know, risk. So the risk involved, that gives a special flavor to Krishna Leela. How Radharani and Krishna decide to meet. And to facilitate that, they have been portrayed as if they are not married. But they are eternal. Radha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Hayanya. You cannot separate sun and the sunshine. You cannot separate Radha and Krishna. But just to facilitate this Leela, it has been portrayed that they are unmarried. Whole world thinks like that. And because of that, they think that these activities are just like the same thing that they hear in college campus. Natural. Mulla ki daud masjid tak. That's what they can think about. They can't think beyond that. They don't understand the tattva. Krishna tattva. Rasa tattva. And if you don't know tattvataha, we may become offensive in our attitude. So Prema Madhuri. And then there is Leela Madhuri. And then there is the Prema. The intensity of that love. Especially when discussing with Ramanand Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu keeps on asking him, go higher, go higher. And he goes to such dizzy heights. Afterwards he says, I don't know what I'm speaking. I'm like an instrument, you're like the player. Whatever you're making me speak, I speak. Record it and please let me know what I spoke. I have no idea what I'm speaking. My Lord, you're just making me speak and I'm speaking. And finally, the last one is Venu Madhuri. When Krishna plays on his flute, the sound that emanates from that flute, Tribhuvana, in the whole creation, the spiritual and the material creation, no one can remain undisturbed by this sound. No one. Impossible. Indra starts crying along with all Agni, Yama, everyone is sitting and crying. Just by hearing constantly, just by hearing the sound of the flute. Lord Shiva, along with Katyayini, Kartikeya, Ganesh, Lord Shiva stops playing his dim dim drum. Till then he is absorbed, Tandava Nritya he is doing. But when he hears this flute, he stops, becomes stunned. When Brahma hears, along with the Shatushkumara and Narada Muni is sitting, discussing, every discussion stops. He becomes astonished. What's happening? When Anant Dev, holding millions of universes like mustard seed on his head, balance, just holding, you know, without moving, when he hears, he starts going to and fro, swaying. All the immovable objects starts moving. The tree starts melting. The rock starts melting. And the movable objects become stunned. The river is stunned. The wind becomes stunned. Just stand still. Dhir Samir. The cows just stand like that, as if they are painting on the wall. We have downstairs Vrindavan Forest. First time you look, they look like move, about to move, but then you realize model. They actually become like models, just standing like that. Even the calves which are drinking the milk, they also stop. With ears raised, they are just stunned. So there is no one in the creation who cannot be affected. And Krishna plays on the flute. The sound pierces the sky, enters into the Vaikuntha planets, enters the ears and the hearts of the gopis, and attracts them as if catching them by force and pulling them. And they are helplessly dragged. Just like we are helplessly. Athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichhannapi varshniya baladiva niyojita. Arjuna says, Krishna, impelled by what is a person pulled to commit sinful activities, even though he doesn't want, but as if something is dragging him, something pulls him. Kamayesha krodhayesha rajoguna samudbhava. We are like dancing puppets in the hands of these three modes of nature. Similarly, when Krishna plays on his flute, the sound of his flute goes there actually and simply pulls their heart. And they are helpless. They are just helpless, helplessly dragged to wherever Krishna is. Now, what is about this flute playing? What is the speciality of this flute playing because of which everyone is being attracted? And most important, can we hear the flute playing? Ultimately it relates to us. Theek hai Maharaj, Venu bajaye, unhone suna. Humko suna hi dega kya? Can we hear it today? Can we become attracted? Of course Krishna is playing his flute right here. Gopinath is actually playing on his flute. By the way, there is some research work done. I did it. It's all there in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But I extracted it. About the science of the flute. There are three kinds of flute that Krishna plays. The smallest one is called Venu. 6 inches with 6 holes. The little one, another one is Vamshi. It's called Venudhari, Vamshidhar. Vamshi is 15 inches long with 9 holes in it. And next is little longer one, that is 18 inch long, that is Murli. And that has one where he blows and 4 holes. And when the Vamshi is little more longer, that is called Mahananda. And when that is made of jewels, sometimes Krishna plays flute which is made of marble. Sometimes Krishna plays flute which is made of solid gold. Sometimes he plays flute which is made of jewels. Just like, you know, there are so many flute players, they have one whole tarkas. Ananyatai Prabhu would carry. Seeing, depending on the situation, he will pick up whichever flute. Depending on the person's raga and his, he would just pick up. So like that, depending on the need, Krishna would take out whichever flute he wanted. When it is still longer, it is called Akarshini, Krishna's flute. And when it is really longer, that is called Anandini. That is very favorite of the cowherd boys. They like that. Vamshuli, it's called Vamshuli also. That's liked by the cowherd boys. So different rasas. For Sakhyaras, one flute. For Madhuryaras, probably another flute. So, now, regarding this flute playing, Krishna himself, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is the best person who can appreciate this flute playing. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Sanatana Goswami about the nature of Krishna's sound of Krishna's flute. He says, Smita Kirana Sukarpure Paise Adhara Madhure Sei Madhu Matai Tribhuvane Vamshi Chidra Akashe Tar Guna Shabde Paise Dhoni Rupe Paya Pariname. His slight smiling and fragrant illumination are compared to camphor. The Lord's smiling and the Lord's illumination are compared to camphor, which enters the sweetness of his lips. So his beauty enters into the sweetness of his lips. And that sweetness is transformed and enters into space as vibrations from the holes of his flute. So actually what is coming out from the flute is the love of his heart. That is what is attracting. So the sound of the flute actually is Krishna's love that attracts. It's his love that is coming in the sound form. It can come in the food form in the name of prasad, nectar that is tasted by his lips. Krishna has accepted. Shakori aswadana, Prabhu bole bhaktagana, ei shak Krishna aswadilo. Heno shak aswadane, Krishna prema aise mane. So, actually it is Krishna who is all attractive. Whether it is his beauty, whether it is his association, whether it is his flute playing, whether that is food that is tasted by him, whether it is form, it's all his sweetness. That is, the love of his heart is poured through the flute and comes out in multifarious ways. Jiva Goswami, in one particular place, gives a very good example. Does Krishna actually need to play the flute? He can whistle. He can whistle in the fifth note and still attract. He doesn't need a flute. But Jiva Goswami gives a example. He says, a flute player can whistle also. Sometimes in movies, there are people who can whistle different varieties and for long time. So many in Bollywood songs you hear this, you know. the whistle going on and on and on. One of our devotees is a very good whistler. Nitya Krishna Prabhu. I've heard him whistling. Good lung capacity you should have. And he whistles different tunes. So Krishna can whistle. A flute player can whistle. But there's not much fun. So when he whistles through the one hole, and then it comes through so many other holes, so many varieties are created, which the flute player himself is enchanted by. He's amazed at the way the flute playing. He himself is attracted by that. Wow! Similarly, Krishna wants to experience Madhurya. He has deposited part of his Shakti or energy, Ladini Shakti, in the heart of all the living entities. And when those living entities render him service according to their nature, according to their propensity, according to their status, in different ways, it is Krishna's love, his own energy, coming through in various different varieties. And that is so relishable to Krishna. So here it is. It's actually Krishna's own love, but coming through in various beautiful ways and attracting the hearts of devotees. And that their love for Krishna is awakened. Though for those who are receptive, it is awakened. And their activities in that love, they are ready to do anything for Krishna. They speak in different ways. They serve him in various ways. According to their, each individual is unique. And that is relishable by Krishna much more. In fact, sometimes he wants to know, what is it about this I want to experience? And therefore he comes as Lord Chaitanya to understand Srimati Radharani. That's how much he is enchanted. Wanting to understand, what's about her love? How is it so pleasing to her that I don't know myself?
Se dhvani chaudike dhaye, anda bhedi vaikunthe jaye, bole paise jagate rokane, bole paise jagate rokane, sabamato yala kari, balatkare ane dhari, visheshata yuvati ragane.
The sound of Krishna's flute spreads in the four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within this universe, its sound pierces the universe covering and goes to the spiritual sky. Thus, the vibration enters the ears of all inhabitants. It especially enters Golok Vrindavan Dham and attracts the minds of the young damsels of Brajbhumi, bringing them forcibly to where Krishna is present.
Dhvani bada uddhata pativratara bhange vrata patikula haite taniyane vaikunthera lakshmi gane jai kare akarshane tar age keva gopi gane.
The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, its vibration takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddess of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsels of Vrindavan. What can they do?
Nivikhasai pati age, grihadharma karai tyage, bale dhari ane Krishna sthane, lokadharma lajja bhaye, sab jiva lupta hoye, sab jnana lupta hoye, aiche nachaye sab nari gane.
The vibration of his flute slackens the knots of the garments in front of their husbands. Thus the gopis are forced to abandon their household duties and come before Lord Krishna. In this way, all social etiquettes, shame and fear are vanquished. The vibration of his flute causes all women to dance. And then he says,
Kaner bhitar vasa kare, apane taha sadas pure, anya shabda nadeya pareshit praveshite, ana kaha na sune kan, ana bolite boloyan, ei krishnera vamshira charite.
The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter their ears. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give a suitable reply. Such are the effects of the vibration of Lord Krishna's flute. And Srila Prabhupada's purport. The amazing thing about purports in parampara, when we hear these kind of descriptions, really they are like the PhD level. And we are still in KG. So therefore sometimes we can't relate. It's nice, okay, just to hear. But we can't actually relate. And we think, okay, so what? What am I supposed to do? Just helplessly pray and become depressed? I'm chanting for so long and still I don't hear Krishna's flute. I heard, then I realized it was somebody else is playing. I realized it was next fellow's mobile. So, there can be, you know, a feeling of frustration and disappointment. But the purports, even though they touch our head to the clouds, they bring our feet on the ground. That is the speciality of the purports in parampara. They always bring us that same thing in a more relevant and accessible way, so practical and down to earth to our own lives, so that we can relate and it becomes gives some hope to aspire for. The vibration of, this is Srila Prabhupada's purport, the vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of the gopis. Naturally, they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of the holy sound of Krishna's flute keeps them enlightened and enlivened. And they do not allow any other sound to enter their ears. Since their attention is fixed on Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their minds to any other subject. In other words, this is it. This is where Srila Prabhupada's unique contribution in parampara. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. So we have to search for, as Satsurup Maharaj says, we have to search for such purports. And that is why we scrutinizingly should study the books of Srila Prabhupada. He is the acharya who has actually made it relevant and accessible, which was before such clear, simple, concise commentation was actually inaccessible and irrelevant also. Okay, Gopi Krishna. What do people have an understanding of Krishna? In India, forget about the West. in India, many scholars think Krishna is an imagination of some person's mind. They actually think actual Krishna never existed. It is just like, you know, Tintin comics come, or Mandrake, Phantom. Just like in Western world, what is that, Sherlock Holmes. People, when they read, actually they start believing he exists. Afterwards they realize it is a concoction of a mind, someone's very creative mind. Similarly, people in India think Krishna to be a concoction of someone. Actually, he never existed. The others, they feel, no, itna bhi nahi hai. Maybe he was a historical figure, very good administrative power, administrator, chivalrous. So they gave him a little promotion. He existed. Very astute politician, clever, rightfully punishing those who were deserving. He was a social reformer. Some people go take him a little above. Not only a powerful warrior and a good king, administrator, but a social reformer of that time. Which is true. He was the best warrior, the best administrative, the most astute politician. And also the social reformer. That's true. But he was more than that. So some people promote him a little further mercifully. He was a prophet who, to the teeming millions, brought the message in a more relevant way. Krishna is great. Others, in their own way, they think, no, it was not just that. He is the Nirgun, Nirakar, Nirvishesh, Sarvavyapi Brahma who has become Saguna Sakar to be walking amongst us. Then someone says, no, sir, you are a Mayavadi. Actually, Krishna is one of the avatars of Vishnu. Oh. Someone goes a little ahead and says, no, he is the Purna avatar. Of all the avatars, he is the supreme avatar of Vishnu. But Vyasadeva says otherwise. Ete chamchakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. He is the samam bonam. He is the satyam param dhimahi, the supreme absolute truth. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarvam parvartate. Everything emanates from me. Everything is coming from me. Situated in me. Mattah parataram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. No truth higher, above, superior to me. How many people know Krishna? Forget about hearing his flute. Even in India, what to speak of outside. But the amazing thing, Srila Prabhupada, the same message not only presented in a very relevant and accessible way, but also demonstrated through his own life and behavior, what does it mean to be a person who has heard Krishna's flute, appreciative of Krishna, a devotee of Krishna? How does he act in this world? If he were to be today, what would he do? That's how he makes it relevant. The Acharya makes it relevant and accessible to people. So here in this beautiful purport, is very clearly saying, this vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any other subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came to demonstrate his teachings. But like Krishna, instead of whistling, he plays on his flute to make it more attractive and more variety. Mahaprabhu taught many of his teachings through his most intimate associates. And this aspect of the glory of the holy name that he taught through Srila Haridas Thakur. Especially when Srila Haridas Thakur was in Shantipur as a guest of Advaitacharya, who had made a beautiful cave-like place very close to the Ganga, and he would come to take prasad. Haridas Thakur would come to take prasad at the house of Advaitacharya every day, and whole day they would spend in discussing about Krishna. And both of them intensely prayed for Krishna to come down. It is Advaitacharya's prayers along with Haridas Thakur in Shantipur that is described as one of the causes for the Lord to descend. Their call. So, at that time he was tested by Maya Devi. And I would like to read just one section where we can see the connection between how truly the flute playing of Krishna is non-different from the holy name. And to anyone who has heard the sound of the holy name, that flute playing has entered that person's heart and built a nest. Nothing else can enter. This is a proof of the fact that we are in love with Krishna. Love, as it intensifies, just like sugarcane juice, boil it, it becomes concentrated, and becomes a hard candy. Similarly, Adav Shraddha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nirti Nishtha Ruchi Bhava Prem. It's like boiling to very, very dense, concentrated form. The most concentrated form of love of Krishna, personification of that is Srimati Radharani. No one can ever come to that platform. It's the most concentrated love. So much concentrated, nothing can enter when it is highly dense. Just like lead is considered in chemistry to be the most dense element. Right? If you put a sponge in water and pick it up, lot of space inside for the water to enter. But you put a lead ball inside, nothing will enter. That's why they use lead screen for X-ray. X-ray can enter through our muscles. The bone is little thick, but it can enter through the muscles. Water cannot enter. We take bath, it doesn't go inside. But the X-ray can enter through and through. But even X-ray cannot enter lead. It is so thick and dense. Similarly, our love is so porous. 2 hours a day, Krishna, and everything is a hole. It's like porous, and in between so many things can enter. Squeeze out, many things will come out. And what remains is a little bit of Krishna consciousness. There is space for many other things. Our heart is like a sponge. Can take whatever environment you put it, it takes it. Immediately. Because there is space for everything. But the gopi's love for Krishna, or pure devotee's love for Krishna, is so concentrated. Put in any situation, the worst that can happen is, it can have influence over other ingredients, but others cannot touch it. Cannot touch it. Forget about entering. Cannot have any influence. So the proof of that is the way Haridas Thakur took shelter of the holy name. Where Maya Devi personally came to actually test him. So it says here, you all know the story, I don't want to go in detail. He came, Maya Devi came to test him, choosing a most favorable environment. And she came and with beautiful postures tried to attract him. Imagine, it was not Miss Universe. It was actually Maya Devi. It was actually Maya Devi. We can't imagine, of course. And she came for 3 days and Haridas Thakur said, tomorrow, positively, tomorrow, as soon as I finish my chanting. But that chanting never finished. That was the problem. Ultimately, Haridas Thakur said, Haridas Thakur kohena ami ki korimu, niyama kari achitaha kemone chadimu. Haridas Thakur said, my dear friend, what can I do? She said, Haridas, what is this? Your japa never stops. So what can I do? I have made a vow. How then can I give it up? Tabe nari kahe tare kari namaskar. Ami maya karite ailam pariksha tomar. After offering obeisances to Haridas Thakur, the woman said, I am the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I came here to test you. I came to test you. Mameve prapadyante mayametam tarandite. Prabhupada writes in that purport. And she says, continues, Brahmadi jiva ami sabare mohilu. Ekela tumare ami mohite narilu. I have previously captivated the mind of even Brahma. What to speak of others? Your mind alone I have failed to attract. Every living entity has so much porous heart. Maybe it's a big hole, that's all. Everything can fill in. Only some people may have little shraddha, little nishtha. But otherwise it's like that. Mahabhagavate tumi tumar darshane, tumar krishna nama kirtane shravane. Chitta shuddha hoila chahe krishna nama loite, krishna nama upadeshi kripa karo mate. My dear sir, you are the foremost devotee. Simply seeing you and hearing you chant the holy name of Krishna has purified my consciousness. Now I want to chant the holy name of the Lord. Please be kind to me and instruct me about the ecstasy of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I see that you are so absorbed in the sweetness of the holy name. The beauty of the holy name, you have been able to relish. What is the proof? That you have param drishtva nivartate. You have experienced such taste that nothing else is attractive to you. Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya sab jiva preme bhase prithivi hoila dhanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, there is now a flood of the eternal nectar of love of Godhead due to the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. All living entities are floating in that flood. The entire world is now thankful to the Lord. Ei vanyay jena bhase sei jiv char koti kalpe kobhutar nahiko nistar. Anyone who does not float in this inundation is most condemned. Such a person cannot be delivered for millions of kalpas. A kalpa is, by the way, a day of Brahma. It's too long. Koti kalpa. Purve ami rama nama pariyachi shiva hoite, tomar sange lobha hoila krishna nama loite. Now she is, who is this Maya Devi? She is actually Parvati. She is actually Durga. She is the wife of Lord Shiva. She says, formerly I received the holy name of Lord Ram from Lord Shiva. But now, due to your association, I am greatly eager to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Mukti hetu taraka hoye, hoye Ram naam, Krishna naam paraka hoya kare premadan.
The holy name of Lord Ram certainly gives liberation, but the holy name of Krishna transports one to other side of the ocean of nations and at last gives one ecstatic love of Krishna.
One is premanam, golokera premadhana, harinam sankirtana.
It has actually emanated from the lips of Krishna and has come down. So it is actually in Mahaprasad of Krishna, coming from his lips. And devotees are like flute, transparent via media.
So it enters their heart, and when devotees like Haridas Thakur chant the holy name, devotees like Srila Prabhupada chant the holy name, they cannot but attract the conditioned souls.
Krishna nama deho tumi mora karo dhanya, amare bhasai jai che ei prema vanya.
Please give me the holy name of Krishna and thus make me fortunate so that I also may float in the flood of love of Godhead inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ata boli vandila haridasera charan, haridasa kahe karo Krishna sankirtan.
After speaking in this way, Maya worshipped the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, who initiated her by saying, just perform chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Purport. Now even Maya wanted to be favored by Haridas Thakur. Therefore Haridas Thakur formerly initiated her by asking her to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Upadesha paya maya chalita hoile, hoya prita, chalila hoite prita, esava kathate karo na janme pratita.
Very important verse after this. After thus instructed by Haridas Thakur, Maya left with great pleasure. But still, the problem is, what is the problem with us? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, unfortunately, some people have no faith in these narrations. We have no faith even in this narration.
Pratito karite kohi karana ihar, yahar shravane hoye vistara sabar.
Therefore I shall explain the reasons why people should have faith. Everyone who hears this will be faithful. So if you don't have faith, please listen why we don't have faith and how we should have faith.
Can you imagine?
It's like mother's milk, ready-made, exclusively made for us.
Krishnadas Kaviraj knows even this is too difficult to digest.
It is like feeding a newborn baby with what is that? Rabdi, not rabdi. Concentrated milk. Paneer. If you give paneer, what happens? Whatever eaten, double comes out. Form of loose motion, whatever is inside, that also comes out. So knowing that even this Leela may be difficult to digest, he is telling that please listen.
Chaitanya avatare Krishna preme lubdha hoya Brahma Shiva sanakadi prithivite janmiya.
We heard how the flute makes even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and the sanakas go wild, disturbed. So that's what he is telling here. During the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, to inaugurate the Krishna consciousness movement, even such personalities as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the four Kumaras took birth upon this earth being allured by ecstatic love of Lord Krishna.
Krishna nama laya nache prema vanyar bhase narada prahlada diyase manushya prakashe.
All of them, including the great sage Narada and devotees like Prahlad, came here in the guise of human beings chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna together and dancing and floating in the inundation of love of Godhead.
Lakshmi adi kari Krishna preme lubdha haiya nama prema aswadila manushye janmiya.
The goddess of fortune and others, allured by love of Krishna, also came down in the form of human beings and tasted the holy name of the Lord in love. in Chaitanya Mangal, it is described, this is Mahaprasad of Lord. Parvati wanted to taste. When she saw Shiva going crazy after tasting the nectar of the lips of Lord Krishna, she wanted it. And she begged that everyone should receive it. She saw Narada going wild. Anyone. And Yamaraj saw the effect of Harinam Sankirtan on Jagai Madai. He fainted. He fainted. It's unimaginable. I know what kind of sinful reactions these people have.
Onniro ka katha apone Vrajendra Nandan avatari karina prema rasa swadan.
What to speak of others? Even Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, personally descends to take the nectar of the love of Godhead in the form of chanting Hare Krishna.
Maya dasi prema mage ithe ki vismay, sadhu kripa nama bina prema na janmay.
Now it comes down to much more. How to develop this love of Godhead? Alright, the holy name is non-different from Krishna's flute. But still, why are we not getting it? It says, what is the wonder if the maidservant of Krishna, his external energy, begs for love of Godhead? Without the mercy of a devotee and without the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, love of Godhead cannot be possible.
Sadhu kripa nama bina prema na janmai.
These two things are essential, it says. The mercy of a devotee. Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanji. In the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the three worlds, oh,
Chaitanya Gosair Lilar Eito Sobhav, Tribhuvana Nache Gaye Paya Prema Bhav.
Exactly the same thing that happens when Krishna plays on the flute. In the activities of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the three worlds dance and chant, having come in touch with the love of Godhead. This is the characteristic of his pastime.
Krishna Adi Ja Arjata Sthavara Jangame Krishna Preme Matta Kare Krishna Sankirtane.
The holy name of Krishna is so attractive that anyone who chants it, including all living entities, moving and non-moving, and even Lord Krishna himself, becomes imbued with love of Krishna. This is the effect of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Now after hearing this, many a time, generally, materialistic tendency of ours is to artificially try to imitate some aspects of the external symptoms of an advanced devotee. And many people can easily be fooled, including ourselves. We can fool ourselves also by externally trying to replicate some system, some symptoms of these kind of activities. Therefore, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gives the science of devotional service. It's not just external symptoms of, you know, fainting. There are some people expert at fainting. Krishna, it's a fact I have seen. I saw in Jagannath Puri. See, and I've seen people crying tears, pouring. Hairs standing on end. There was one very good actor during this told to me by my mother. She was, and there was one who would do the role of Rukmini, this lady. She was excellent. And my mother asked her, how are you able to, at a given moment, so much tears comes out from your eyes? How are you able to do that? She said two things. I said, what? I said, one, whenever on the stage I'm supposed to speak the dialogue, and which means it has to, I look at the light, because the light on the stage is very strong, you know. I open my eyes big, wide, and look at, automatically tears start coming. If you look at a bright light and with big eyes, you know, retina also goes up like this. Too much light enters, irritates the eyes, and eyes start. It's a science. And secondly, I remember my grandmother when she passed away. She was so dear to me. Whenever I remember her, I start crying. So I take the help of these two. Uddipana. These are my two stimulus. So one can easily practice to artificially imitate some characteristic of an advanced devotee. It's actually sometimes even they don't do it voluntarily. But it is their ego which is claiming for attention from people. Subtle ego makes that person, just to get attention, artificially do some things. To get some more nourishment for the ego, that's all. That's why Prabhupada is very strong about the sahajiyas. So how do we know a person is really advanced? Or how do we move towards that? This bhava, this very high level of stage of bhava. Even before bhava comes, there are 9 symptoms. So don't see the tears in the eyes. Don't see whether the hair is standing on end. Even a dog chases, hair stand on end. If you see a cockroach, hair stands on end. I have seen some people. Hair stand on end. All the sattvic, ashta, sattvic vikar are manifested. Hence people may faint also. So that's not a big deal. What is the real stuff? To see that we are actually moving towards that direction. So there are 9 checklists. That has to be seen over a period of time. Then one can say, this person is actually advanced, or I am advancing. Not advancing in that sense. We feel that, Krishna's mercy is coming because of some sincerity. Probably Krishna is giving me some mercy. It's His mercy which is holding me. Otherwise, I am finished. So what are these 9 symptoms that is beautifully given with examples in the scriptures? Kshantir avyartha kalatvam virakti mana shunyata ashavandha samutkantha namagane sadaruchi asaktistad gunakhyane pritistad vasatisthale iti adayonu bhavasyur jata bhavankure jane. Bhava ankure jane. Bhava is like the full bloom of a flower. But even before that, just when it is blossoming stage, one has to see in these 9 symptoms. What is one? First one, kshantihi. Kshanti means being reserved and being perseverant. In spite of ups and downs, major cause of disturbance. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath. A major cause of disturbance may come in our lives, but we remain perseverant in our devotion to the Lord. Example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was ruling the world, ruling the planet perfectly, busy, but deep inside he had developed great love for Krishna. What is the proof? Suddenly, a major cause of disturbance. 1 week you're going to die. Can you imagine what kind of a provoking situation that is to disturb a person easily? Completely everything goes haywire. Everything goes topsy-turvy in our life. Some little news comes, we hang our beads permanently. That's all. Finish. Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra. Ganga cha devi dhita chitta meeshe dvijopasrishta kushak kuhaka takshakova dashatu alangayatha vishnu gatha. Parikshit Maharaj instantly, no second thoughts, instantly he put Janmejaya on the throne came out, sat on the banks of the Ganga. All the sages immediately understanding the gravity of the situation and knowing the great opportunity that they're going to, great event that they're going to witness. Everyone all over the universe, the who and who is who of all the universe came there. That is the good fortune of Parikshit Maharaj. And he says, Tammopayatum pratyantu vipra. Please, O great brahmanas and sages, accept me as a soul surrendered unto you. Let Mother Ganga, flowing from the lotus feet of the Lord, that's Krishna's Charanamrit, may she also accept me similar way. Dvijopasushta kuhaka, whatever that magician, you know, that brahmana created that magical thing or that takshak, whatever that snake bite, let it come and do its job. Let it do its business. Dashatu, let it bite me. Alam gayata Vishnu gatha. Please, you do your business. Continue to sing the glories of the Lord. Let me do the business of hearing about Him. Let's all mind our own business. Let Takshaka mind his business. What he's supposed to, he'll do. You're supposed to glorify, you glorify. I'm supposed to hear, I'll hear. The problem is, we always mind others' business, not our business. So, Kshantihi. The first thing is, how much are we disturbed in provoking situations in our lives? From our remembrance of Krishna. We forget Krishna. Little stimulus from an environment, from within, from without. Forget. Krishna is immediately forgotten. Avyartha kalatvam. The second quality is avyartha kalatvam. Even if one moment is wasted in forgetfulness of Krishna, a devotee feels extremely bad. So much time is wasted in doing something else. This could have been used in remembering Krishna, serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna. Third, virakti. Virakti means detachment from things that are not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Bharat Maharaj, in a moment, left everything. He had the best of everything. He was emperor of the whole planet. He just left in a moment. Notice. As if Malavat, an unwanted piece of garbage. That means, within the heart, seeing its value. Its value is only if it can be used in Krishna's service. A stone is as valuable as gold if it can be used in Krishna's service. But gold is as valueless as a pebble if it cannot be used in Krishna's service. If that is the mood, then wherever a person can be, he can still be detached. Kshantir avyartha kalatvam virakti. Manashunyata. Manashunyata means any service, any situation one is ready to take if that's what Krishna wants us to do. But generally the ego doesn't allow. We judge a service. This service is prestigious service. But Manashunyata means if Krishna wants me to serve in this way, that's all right with me. Krishna wants me to serve in that way, that's all right with me. Because I simply want to serve. Bhagirath, Maharaj Bhagirath, who invoked the Ganga to come down by his austerities, he, though he was emperor of the whole planet at one time, he went to his political enemy, he became a mendicant and went to his political enemies and even in the houses of untouchables to beg without considering it is pleasant or unpleasant or considering the egoistic aspect of a particular situation or service. Manashunyata. Prabhupada gives the example of Lal Babu, a great zamindar, a few hundred years ago. He left everything. He became a sadhu and he would go to the house of his political enemies and even some untouchables, any house, and beg. They were shocked and they were transformed by seeing his humility. So, kshantihi, avyartha kalatvam, virakti, manashunyata, ashabandha. Ashabandha means considering our qualification, we have no hope in this lifetime at least. What to speak of this lifetime? Many millions of lifetime. We have no hope of controlling our mind and senses, achieving love of God. But still, having faith and hope, because Krishna is so merciful, Lord Mahaprabhu is so merciful, that I'll get the mercy. Never losing hope. Not hope in our endeavor, but hope in Krishna's mercy. If we have hope in ourselves, that will lead to pride. But if we have in Krishna's mercy, that will keep us always humble. So Asha Bandha, hoping against all hope, that yes, Krishna will give us mercy. And Samutkantha, intense eagerness. In fact, Rupa Goswami says, eagerness is the only price to achieve love of God. For every object, every substance has a value. If you pay the value, you get the product. So if you want love of God, the only price is eagerness. How eager are we to actually achieve that ultimate goal of life, that most precious possession? Samutkantha, nama gane sada ruchi. Having a deep taste for namagane, glorifying the name of the Lord. And asaktistat gunakhyane, deep attachment to always speak about the name, the form, the qualities, the pastimes of the Lord. And finally, preetistad vasatisthale. Vasatisthale, wherever the Lord performed his beautiful pastimes, deep love for such places. Gaura amar jesabasthane karala brahmana range, sesabasthana heribuami pranai bhagata sange. Wherever our Lord has performed beautiful pastimes, in the association of loving devotees, I would like to visit all those places. And right at those particular places, I want to absorb my consciousness in those beautiful pastimes. Dip my consciousness in such a pastime. Now, even these may be very extreme. Bhagavata and other scriptures generally speak of extreme cases of all these nine qualities. Why does the scripture speak about extreme cases? Surrender, extreme degree. Tolerance, extreme degree. 48 days, not even drinking water. And then after that water comes, and along with food, and then somebody else comes in the morning, you know, Rantidev. So after hearing that, at least one thing, even if we do big austerity, we will never be proud. If you read Bhagavatam regularly. Because all the austerities that can ever be done, to the extreme degree they have already been done by somebody else. World record as early has been set, you cannot even approach somebody nearby. So nobody will ever think, I think I am the 13th Mahajan to go in the... Bhagavatam has to adjust the rhythm or rhyme in such a way that the 13th Mahajan can also go in. And you know, the 12 should be changed. Sometimes, somewhere the mind tells us what austerity we are doing. And actually no one knows it. Only Krishna knows it. Only when it appears in the Bhagavatam, people will know. So one is, we don't become proud. And secondly, we actually understand that what is the substance of an advanced devotee. And we have a long way to go. So it actually brings us to our, you know, feet on the ground. And also gives us inspiration. Every time we hear about Haridas Thakur's determination, khanda khanda hoy deha jai jadi pran, tabu ame vadane na chade harinam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, every time we hear the determination of Haridas Thakur, who was threatened, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, you will be hanged to death and you may be beaten in marketplace till you die. And he said, let my body be cut to pieces, but I'll never stop chanting the holy name. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, just by hearing our hair should stand on end. Wow, what a determination. What resolve. So in this way, all this, we could at least, like, I remember one lecture His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving. He was speaking about Dhruva Maharaj. And he said, Dhruva ate only leaves, dry leaves, and eventually just survived on breath. He said, you can at least decide to eat only prasad. Dhruva stood on his toes. You can at least stand up if you are feeling sleepy during chanting. So, by hearing these extreme examples of perseverance, utility of time, detachment, pridelessness, hoping against all hope, eagerness, attachment to chanting, attachment to speaking about the glories of the Lord, deep attachment to visit the places in the association of devotees, we may develop one step. The greatest journey begins with the first step. The journey may be from here to Uttaranchal, but you should begin by stepping out of this place. So the greatest journey begins with the first step. We take at least one step towards that direction. So in this way, these are some thoughts. After doing a lot of research, I gathered. Because otherwise this flute playing is too dizzy. This stuff is really, you know, okay, so what? We may reach that conclusion. Unless by the mercy of Parampara it is brought down to a level that we can actually connect and relate and access. Then it becomes more relevant and applicable in our own lives. Hare Krishna. I took the benefit of breakfast time because it is Nirjala Ekadashi. And also we have wonderful lineup of Kirtaniyas, Asaktis, Tad Gunakhyane. And no, before that. Namagane Sada Ruchi. We can begin by, on this day, filling our tongue, filling our ears and our heart, which may gradually filter down to our belly also. The vibration of the holy name and take nourishment from that. Actually, that is Krishna's flute play that has come in the form of the holy name. Golokyaro Premadhana Harinams. So we'll have Sankirtan now in the association of loving devotees. We can relish it. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gopi Manandhi. Thank you very much.